house all approved of putting Steve in today. And on that day, a great persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. Except for the apostles, some devout men buried Stephen and mourned loudly for him. But Saul began ravaging the church, entering house after house, and he would drag away men and women and put them in prison. Therefore, those who had been scattered went through places preaching the word. Philip went down to the city and began proclaiming the Christ to them.
The crowds were paying attention with one mind to what was being said by Philip as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing. For in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them shouting with a loud voice. And many who had been paralyzed or limped on crutches were healed. So there was much rejoicing in that city.
Now a man named Simon had previously been practicing magic in the city and astonishing the people of Samaria, claiming to be someone great. And all the people, from small to great, were paying attention to him, saying, this man is the power of God that is called great. And they were paying attention to him, because for
Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued on with Philip, and as he observed signs and great miracles taking place, he was repeatedly amazed.
Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent them Peter and John.
Who came down and prayed for them that they receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they began laying their hands on them. Apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, give this authority to me as well, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit.
But Peter said to him, may your silver perish with you, because you thought you could acquire the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in matter, for your heart is not right before God.
Therefore, repent of this wickedness of yours and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intention of your heart will be forgiven you.
For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of unrighteousness. But Simon answered and said, pray to the Lord for me yourselves, so that nothing of what you have said may come upon me. So when they had solemnly testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they started back to Jerusalem.
A court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning and sitting in his chariot,
and was reading Isaiah the prophet.
Said to Philip, go up and join this chariot. Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, do you understand what you are reading? And he said, the passage of Scripture which he was reading was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb that is silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In humility.
whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of someone else?
Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. As they went along the road, they came to some water.
Mm-hmm.